USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
65 million Americans will see high temperatures this week from the upper 90s to around 100. Summer is kicking off with a heat dome spreading hot air from Michigan to the south, sending temperatures soaring into the upper 90s. Humidity pouring in from the south will make it feel even hotter without much cooling overnight. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Testifying before the Senate, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause an economic downturn. Powell also responds to concerns that higher interest rates could hurt the labor market.
We are strongly committed to restoring price stability. We do understand that it is the thing that we need so that we can get back to the kind of labor market that we all want.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. A senior administration official telling reporters a gas tax suspension alone won't fix the problem we face, but will provide families a little breathing room as the administration keeps working to bring down gas prices for the long haul. Lawmakers in both parties say they aren't really certain this would make much of a dent. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is skeptical.
Unfortunately, the way that gas is ticking up every single week, that reduction in price is eliminated in about 12 days. So the truth is that what we need is to restart the conversation about the Keystone XL pipeline.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is testifying before the House Oversight Committee regarding the workplace environment of the Washington Commanders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As June comes to an end, the Supreme Court will continue releasing high-profile decisions.
As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots. I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A new Wheatley Institution research study found that high rates of social media use by parents correlates with higher rates of mental health issues for their kids. The authors of the study saying about 10% of teens are depressed when their parents use social media at a low level compared to nearly 40% of teens being depressed at the highest levels of parent social media use. Wall Street ending Wednesday on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 47 points to close at 30,483, the S&P dropping 4, while the NASDAQ fell 16. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.